Settle down. I'm not in the mood for your crap.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Thursday on The Usual Suspects. That means with March Madness upon us, we are on the road once again, as Willie Nelson would say. This time, I-10 in Kirkwood location, Twin Peaks. Stop on by. It is eats, drinks, scenic views, 29-degree beer, no matter what the temperature is outside. The beers are cold inside, plenty of televisions, and hey, it's Astros opening day, so there is lots to get to. Barry's here. Barry.
Oh, man.
Nick is
not here.
No, and he's not there. He's not here. He's not at the station. We got some reports.
Yeah, so bad news.
Yeah.
Nick's got mono. He's been messing with them dirty hoes, and he got mono.
He's got what?
Mono. Yeah.
Well, that's not the report I got. Adam Schefter came out at about 8:30 last night and said that he did not have mono.
Yeah, well, he got mono.
Said he had strep throat.
Nope. Why would you? Why? 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 We literally.
I thought that's what you wanted me to do.
No, we literally talked about this.
But I thought you said eventually.
Oh, my God.
Okay, whatever.
I just said. Do not mention that he has strep throat. We want to know that he has. We want everyone to think he has mono. And you
right,
blew that
out initially. You
just like 5 seconds. That's all I wanted. Is
all my haters and all your buddies are going to be already all over me on the first segment. But that's just sorry.
Damn it!
I saw the Adam Schefter report.
No, I said don't say he doesn't have mono.
How does this happen, by the way?
I don't know because how you get strep.
Well, so quickly,
messing with dirty hoes.
He was at Tastemakers last night. I mean, he definitely – maybe it was bad milk.
Oh, I don't think you get strep from milk. But I did think, okay, this is just him being hungover and pretending like he's got strep. But he said he's got a doctor's excuse and whatnot. So,
yeah, I guess just because she said she was a doctor, maybe she just stayed at a Holiday Inn Select. We don't know.
Nick is our Carlos Correa. He's opening the season on the DL. Opening the season injured. So
out of the lineup.
Yeah, not happening.
But kudos to Dell, by the way, that came in.
Yeah, thank you to Dell for showing up and helping us out. Thank you to Jerry Bow.
Yep.
Back at the studio for keeping us on air. Much appreciated to both of those guys. Get well soon, Nick.
Kudos to Charlie for not being here so that we had plenty of time to set up.
Yeah, that was nice, too.
Yeah, they had some technical difficulties early on, but evidently they're
got a lot going on today, man. Got a lot to get to. Specifically, you know, we always start off the show with foreplay, and I got a list for you.
Do you now?
Well, we got Nick has mono out of the way. That's
right.
Didn't work like
no,
I wanted. I found out last night. I got blocked on Twitter. Now, usually,
yes,
I'm the one. Lately, that's been blocking people because of you know.
Indeed, I know this better than most.
Because I've never really blocked anyone on Twitter until people started correcting my spelling and grammar, and I'd had enough of it. So I said, you know what, 2019 is a zero tolerance policy. If my mama corrects my spelling, she's getting blocked. So I blocked a couple people, including you.
Yep,
I unblocked you because you didn't actually do it on Twitter.
That's right.
You just said it. So the technicality, I was able to follow you back.
Yep.
You had mentioned something to me that was tweeted out by one of our competitors who is 790.
Indeed.
And I wanted to see the tweet that you mentioned, and I went to go read it, and I'm blocked. Sports Talk 790 has blocked me.
I do recall.
I don't know why they're hating so much.
I do recall something about a year ago, and I don't know if it was – when you and Josh had a little minor dust up, but there was something.
Me and Ennis? I would never have a dust up with Josh Ennis.
Yes,
are you,
you
kidding?
Would.
Oh,
yes,
did I?
Would.
Maybe I did.
And I don't know if that was it, and then they tweet. But for whatever reason, I had vaguely recalled something like that happening.
Okay.
But we don't have any reason to watch and see what they're putting out, so we haven't looked at it since.
Yeah, no, I don't go. That's not a website. That's not a Twitter handle that I frequent. I don't follow them, or I didn't follow them. So I was just like, I'll go see what this tweet is about, and they've blocked me.
Yeah.
Now, kudos to 610. They have not blocked me. They're adult.
Just give them some time.
Well, you didn't need to. They're adults. They can handle a little back and forth, a little pitter patter. Apparently, 790 is a bit. They're the Ben Roethlisberger of sports talk radio in Houston. Did you see that article where he's blocking people?
Yeah.
Apparently, Big Ben has been on been blocking people left and right. If you criticize him, he blocks you. And then he came out and said, oh, no, that's just my people running my social
sure
media.
Sure it is, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Until we also find out you got a burner account, and they're the ones that have been tweeting your account telling how great you are, and you're a guaranteed Hall of Famer.
Exactly. So, sad face to Sports Talk 790 for blocking me on Twitter. I don't know why. I don't know what I did. I really don't know what I did.
I don't recall the specifics.
Someone could reach out and extend an olive branch and tell me what I did, I might apologize. I mean, I probably won't.
Let's not go that far. That's not going to
happen. But I'm just saying, if you would just let me know what I did, that would help.
Which day?
I don't know.
When you really want to get down to it, it would be like there's just too numerous to mention. But obviously we'll see. But it was... That's not as petty as what they did otherwise.
True.
To find out that you were blocked in the first place.
That's true. Are you going to tell the people that, or is that just that? Do we keep that in-house?
It's up to you.
I probably wouldn't say it.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't, but, you know.
Then we can leave it live for now. When we get some more further verification of the bitch mode, we can then tell you everything. But at the same time, it's just been.
It's old hating ass 790. That's what it is. Old hating ass 790. Speaking of hating, I have a legitimate, if there was a fan club, a hater fan club for on-air personalities, I have one, and I know we all have our own.
I have them because most of them are your friends on Twitter.
If they
if I block them, then I know because you pointed them out, and then I go, oh, I know that dude. I blocked him about 6 months ago because he went on this rampage.
Are you talking about that guy that's the
Big Tex or whatever?
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah,
he's a moron.
Yeah, boy, he hates your guts.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
But I didn't block him because, he didn't do anything mean to me.
See? There you go.
Are you blocking people that are mean to me? No.
If I had to, I would.
What?
Absolutely.
You and Dr. Dre on 290 trade DMs like y'all are each other's side pieces. Get out of here with that. Get out of here with that. Don't tell me that.
Why would I block Dre? He's a friend of mine.
I'm just saying. He don't like me. I'm not asking you to block him.
He doesn't like you.
Come on now. We don't want to pick that scab.
Let's not stir that up.
Anyways, on Facebook, I did my big MLB preview for 2019. Spent a lot of time on it, a lot of words. It was like 6,500 words minimum.
God.
And that was without adding my predictions section of the post. That was just all the previews in the intro. 6,500 words. Dude. And you know me. I hate to write.
Yeah.
And I wrote. I didn't do the old
speech-to-text trick.
No. Wrote every word. Hated every moment of it. But I love baseball, so I did it. And they posted it on our Facebook page, which they will do once we put on an article.
Right.
Now, I haven't had a Sports Map article in a while, but they – shut up.
Okay.
They posted it, and right away, I have this one guy, whenever they post anything online – his name's Jeremy Morgan, and this dude is the biggest. Like, if there was a hater Hall of Fame, this dude would go in with an ESPN 97.5. Well, actually, he would go in with my name on his hat. It would just say Barry. Like, he would be in the hater Hall of Fame.
Jeremy Morgan.
Jeremy Morgan.
Okay.
And he said, Herman Aki Loss tells me he's just writing out of his butt. He's just naming people on each team lost. Stick to comedy, Barry. That is, on average, what this dude says about me every time they post something, right?
Yep.
So I'm used to it, but I told him, I was like, hey, dude, keep hating. I'm glad you have an activity. I'm glad you had a hobby. You have something to do to keep you busy, which is hating. That's fine. I mean, you know, the world needs haters. And then he was like, no, I'm just disagree with your sports. Well, first of all, if you'll read the whole preview, you would know that I listed Herman because what I did was I went to sources and pulled every single major free agent acquisition, both lost and gained, by every team. So if they were on a roster, now I didn't list minor league guys or guys that came up for 10 days and then left, and you know, spring call-ups and guys that are never going to make it. I didn't list those guys. But if you were on the major league roster for any amount of time, you got listed.
Okay.
And apparently that means I talk out of my butt when it comes to baseball previews.
Dude, so what you're basically telling me is if the comedy thing goes south, just being straight comedy, you could be a ventriloquist because you can talk out of your butt.
Yeah.
And therefore, that's like a talent. And when the circus comes to town, you could be a sideshow and you could collect all these extra checks.
I would, you know, that's not a bad idea.
I'm with you. I could be your agent.
A ventriloquist, a butt ventriloquist.
Yeah.
I like it. But yeah, But he was like, and then when I was like, yo, bro, I appreciate all the hate. Good for you. This is, you know, I feel like I need to clarify that this is why people are listed.
Yeah.
But keep on hating. He's like, oh, no, I just disagree with your sports take. No, bro, you're like a hater. There's a difference between saying, like, I disagree with you and saying, you're just right out of your butt and you don't know. This is the same guy that when I posted last year.
Same article?
No, I posted an article last year about saying Bregman should
be moved up
in the lineup. Remember, yep. He was batting seventh,
yep.
And I came out like a week before they made the move,
yep.
And said Bregman should be moved up in the lineup. And people, you're an idiot. You don't know. Don't touch that. A.J. Hinch has won a World Series. You haven't. Then he moves up in the lineup. The Astros offense takes off. He finishes high in the MVP voting. Of course, that dude and several others are like, you don't know bleep about sports, dummy. Stick to comedy, funny man. So I'm like, all you do is hate. Like, if you have a legitimate argument with something I've said, I get it. But if you're just being a hater, why waste your time?
That's why I knew you got me right from early on. I mean, I figured that out. But you already know, and we have this conversation all the time, but you already know that there are two ways people go once they take the initial shot fired.
Yeah.
They're either going to backtrack, and they're going to let you know, bro, I'm still a big fan.
Oh, no,
I listen
bro.
To you guys every day.
I just disagree. You know, you just write out your butt. No big deal.
Job sucks and home life sucks, yeah. And you need to take it out on somebody, and you're looking for this because you need some attention when you vent.
Well,
so it could go one of two ways.
Now, look, when you do something like that or when you write like you do, and a lot of your pieces are opinion pieces, and,
yep.
You know, you're going to get people to disagree with you. That's all part of it, and that's fine. Like Josh Rapp. There's no one on this planet that disagrees with you and me more and more often than Josh Rapp. But we love Josh Rapp because
and no one's more opinionated.
Yes, but we love him because he doesn't do it in a ho ass way when he disagrees with you. He's an adult.
It's
about
a discussion.
You can have
a back and forth. You can have a discussion. Yeah. You can have dialogue. You can have a debate. But just don't make it personal and get kind of snarky.
So that's been my last 24 hours.
Because I got one for you.
Shout out to Michael Lozano for coming out today. Michael, thanks for coming out. He said he threatened us that he was going to be here.
Yeah, Michael said he was going to be here, and he's here.
And he's
here now.
He's
wearing the gear that he said he's going to wear. So shout out to Michael.
He asked for a Usual Suspects T-shirt when he showed up.
Smart man.
We pointed him to Courtney and said, you know what? You got to talk to her. So
Courtney is here in the building because one, she thought Charlie would be here and she loves
him. Right.
And two, because she goes everywhere that Barry is.
Oh,
and
well.
Three, she brought the 8.5x11 glossies for Barry to sign for his appearance. So
we need to get me glossies. That's a good idea. Just me, no one else at the station.
As long as they still,
they will be so mad.
The Sharpie doesn't bubble up because we need the Sharpie to have the signature clearly.
That's right. But shout out to Michael for showing up. Appreciate that. We're going to have a good time today.
Yeah, I got one for you, too.
Okay.
Because while you were doing all that and we were going back and forth texting about what was going on with Twitter and such.
Right, 790.
I obviously, as you mentioned, I had done a video on Sports Map to let everybody know I am from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But James Harden, as I've stated on this show, is clearly my MVP again this year. I ended up getting a text from someone from back home.
Oh, no.
That's pretty well connected, shall we say, with
Milwaukee,
the NBA team there that wanted to go with a healthy debate with me.
Text?
And I believe that I won that debate. So we could talk about that.
You should. Here's what you should do. You should screenshot the whole thing because they obviously didn't want to do it in public for whatever reason. They're either scared of a public debate or whatever it is. But you should screenshot it all. And then tweet it out and then tag them on Twitter.
If he wasn't one of my better friends, I would do that to him. But at least we agreed to disagree and had quite the debate. And I believe that I came out victorious, but that was an interesting part of my evening.
Nice.
So we can get to that at some point as well. But we are, by the way, Twin Peaks I-10 at Kirkwood location, 11335 Katy Freeway. You should stop in and see us because it is a great place to stop in and get your eat on, your drink on. Obviously, with all the scenic views around here as well, Tosh is here. She's going to be giving out some great gifts as you stop in. And we're going to be here till 4 o'clock. And set you up perfectly for the NCAA tournament tonight. The Rockets, Astros. The Nuggets, the Astros at 3 o'clock. Lots Monday. Going on. So stop by and see this and be a suspect right here at Twin Peaks. And in the meantime, you can reach us at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K on Twitter. And, of course, if you want to text the show, 713-780-3776. Just getting started. It's the usual suspects at CSPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second segment. Say technical difficulties.
Oh, is that what we're going to say?
Yeah, that's what we're going to say.
Big-ass foot difficulties.
Well, switching the wrong spot difficulties. How about that? We're back on The Usual Suspects, coming to you with our second segment from the I-10 Kirkwood location of Twin Peaks. Stop by and see us. It's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views, it's smart-ass comments from Chelsea. It's all part of the deal as we're here up until 4 o'clock. As we continue to roll on,
I don't mention her name again. She don't.
She asked if you needed a sippy cup.
Yeah, she's trying to be funny and cute, and I don't play that. We're not putting that on the air because she don't want me to start talking about the grill and all that.
Yeah,
that might get ugly.
So at least they have gum somewhere around here, I guess. Yeah. So we were talking in the first segment a little bit about some of the things non-sportsy that we got into. So let's just say a friend of mine, who is pretty well connected with the NBA scene in Milwaukee, decides to drop me a text last night. Harden's not winning MVP.
Okay.
Oh, really? That's your opinion. Why do you say that? I said. Best player, best team, Giannis Antetokounmpo. I said, well, how do you know that's the criteria? And if that's your only argument, I win. And he was like, he's like, I said, look, most valuable to me is to his team and so much more. And in short, I'll just agree to disagree. You know I've been critical of Harden in the past, but he's earned this MVP, I said, because it's the stats, the record-setting streak, the way he single-handedly carried an entire team who played a majority of the regular season without CP3 and Capella. You tell me that if you put Giannis on this Rockets team that they would not only not be a playoff team but be top three, I'd say BS. I said in the flip side, you put Harden on that Bucks team and you can take away Middleton and you can take away Bledsoe. I still think Harden playing the way he's playing would make Milwaukee a playoff team. He said he's also going to win Defensive Player of the Year. I said, I'll give you Giannis as Defensive Player of the Year. You and I talked about this. But in terms of what a guy has done, he's like 43 of the 56 wins for the Bucks this year have been double figures. If he needed extra minutes so he could pad his stats too, he would do it. I said, you can give him all the minutes he needed to pad his stats, and he wouldn't have the stats Harden had.
I like it.
We got a little into it.
Yeah.
And I hit him with a couple more right and left hooks at the end that he didn't even respond to, and then I assumed I won. Because I was like, look, this isn't personal, and I'm not going to take shots at you, and I understand you're biased towards your guy.
Of course, and there should be.
Yeah, but the bottom line is the stats don't lie, and where they were when he started all of this season being Harden with the guys out to where they are now,
yeah.
As of last night, they're the 4th seed, but in my mind, they're the 3rd seed. I'm like, I don't know how you argue that.
No, and your best defense probably would have been like, bro, they literally label me as a Harden hater. You're not, but we joke with you about
sure,
it. Like,
sure.
And I'm defending the guy. Like,
oh, I told him that too. I said, look, that's coming from a market where they, before I even say a word, think I'm anti-Harden.
Yeah.
And I'm the one that's been singing his praises more than anybody. So I got into that last night, and my wife's like, what are you doing? I was like, look, I'm just trying to – if I – have a take, like you said, whether we do it by article form, video form, or when we're on the radio, I'm not just going to blow it out my rear end like a ventriloquist. I'm going to tell you that I have backup to it. If you want to challenge me, then I'm coming back at you.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah, so I got that out of the way.
And speaking of, somebody texted the show, because all the other texts have just been about Nick getting mono. But somebody was like, Barry, with all due respect, your review is trash. Because you changed your picks. So that's why the review is trash, because I changed my picks, not because I just picked in the middle of a conversation, then went and did a bunch of research and all the research stats and everything else, looking at all the free agents and basically making an educated decision to make my picks didn't make it trash. The fact that I changed them to be more educated is what made it trash. So this is the world we live in now.
It's just people with too much time on their hands and just looking to stir something up that doesn't need to be stirred up.
No doubt. We need to get baseball on this over here because the Brewers are playing the Cardinals,
I got a great
view
a couple ways. So.
Yeah. Yankees already hit a home run, 3-run bomb, I think I heard.
Yankees were up on the Orioles, and then Cano went deep for the Mets in his first game.
Nice.
And they're winning 1-0.
You know that's my
man
crush.
You like Robbie Cano?
Robbie Cano. That's my guy.
I've always thought he's just the epitome of what a baseball player should be. And when he played with Jeter, obviously, those two guys in the middle of the infield. But I think that definitely his reputation was tainted by the suspension and all that stuff.
Yeah, definitely. It hurt. It was like one of my favorite MMA guys. I can't believe I'm not going to remember his name. I hate when I do that.
You do this a lot.
I know. But he got popped for PEDs.
And I can tell you right now, that's one where I'm not going to just throw it out for you and remember who you were talking about.
But he got popped for PEDs, and I love this dude. And then it was several, not Alistair Overeem, but kind of like that. And like, oh, it was just horse meat and all this. Nah, you're a cheater. But love the guy. I don't know. You know, I'm attracted to bad boys, Joel.
Okay.
Well, I'm attracted to the – if Nick was here, that would be a drop.
You should be a waitress here then, I think, in a lot of ways. But, yeah, I mean, look, I think that it'll be interesting to see how Cano fits with a new team back in New York. Obviously, different league, but we'll see how he performs getting back in that environment, which he always flourished in the big city after the Mariners fire sale. But it's going to be fun. I mean, early on, you're trying to – and that's why your preview is so important. You're trying to keep track of guys that switch teams, that switch leagues, that moved around a little bit. So you can see if there's a team that you thought was on the cusp. Who did they add? Who did they lose that might hurt them? That's why you did the preview.
Like last year, I just did big free agent moves. But I thought, you know what, there was a lot of trades. I mean, Seattle, good Lord. I said if DePoto was getting paid per transaction – he broke the bank because Seattle's turnover was insane.
Yeah.
Didn't make him any better, but he had a lot of movement. And there was a lot of movement this offseason, big free agent. So, yeah, I tried to get it all covered as best as possible. And
how many paragraphs did you write on Dallas Keuchel and his new team?
Didn't even mention Keuchel in the preview.
Okay.
Get a team first, bro.
Yeah.
Get a team first. I mentioned Kimbrel, but because I mentioned the Brewers and their bullpen and whatnot. But, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, I had this opening where I talked about, oh, you know, there's great established stars and new stars and guys ready to come up like Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Right.
But I didn't want to mention any names because if I started mentioning names, people, well, you left off this guy. You didn't say this guy. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try to keep as few names out of this as possible because as soon as you mention a name, people are like, oh, but you didn't say this one. So I didn't do that.
Yeah, because I got one for you when we come back,
oh,
all right? Because it is opening day, so we got plenty of baseball to get to. But here's something. Here's an ESPN personality, we'll say, and broadcaster that I caught this morning. I don't know if you saw it, too. Giving the Astros props and then making sure to point out they're not even close to the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Okay, well, that'll be interesting.
We can talk about that.
Yeah, talk about that. Let's talk about Get Upside right now. Let's talk about the fact that with Get Upside, you get cash back. How cool is that? It's a totally free app to download. You go to the iTunes or Google Play Store. It's in the App Store. Download it in less than 2 minutes. You've got Google, you've got Get Upside on your phone, and look, here's what it does. You go and fill up your tank, you get cash back. That's the basic premise of Get Upside. You go eat at Wendy's, you get cash back. That's how Get Upside works. Here's what I want you to do first. Put in promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, and I want you to start getting that cash back. And when you use promo code Barry, you're going to get extra cash back on your first fill up through the app. There's over 500 gas stations around the city of Houston where you can get up to 25 cents a gallon. Put in promo code Barry, you're going to get even more potential savings with that promo code. And there's over 100 restaurants around town. There's pizza, burgers, chicken places, Mexican food, anything you can think of. It's in the Get Upside app. It's going to save you money. And don't take my word for it. I mean, you know, I told you guys, Clarence, $5 in his first two uses. I've got listeners that have had $90 cash back, $200 cash back. It's an amazing app. It's completely free. You're leaving money at the table or the pump if you're not using Get Upside. So go download Get Upside, put in promo code Barry, get that cash back, and thank me later.
ESPN 97.5.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like
this is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, coming to you live from the I-10 in Kirkwood location of Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views, and boy, are there views today.
Boy, oh boy.
Opening day, Astros at 3.
Oh, you're looking at the TVs?
I'm not telling. Come on, man.
Oh, you're looking at the wrong thing if you're looking at the TVs out here.
I'm not telling you what I am or am not looking at. I'm just telling you that there's eats, drinks, scenic views, and 29-degree beers. And the fact that the Astros are going to be on at 3. You got March Madness kicking back in with the Sweet 16 this evening. The Rockets are playing the Nuggets, who certain people that will remain nameless in this establishment thought played in Los Angeles.
That's okay. What was that girl? She's called Asteroids. Remember the intern we had?
Oh, yeah.
The Houston Asteroids?
Yep, the Houston Asteroids.
Yeah, so that's all right.
Yep.
It happens. Stephen A. Everybody Stephen A's it at least once.
I mean, they don't hire the employees here based on their intelligent sports takes.
No.
If they wanted that, they would go to sportsmap.com and get columnists to work here.
That's right.
So I teased this before the break, but I already had on our agenda to get to at some point the fact that ESPN has come out and said that both Alex Rodriguez and Jess Mendoza, who we both said we're a fan of when she is doing games, will not only continue on Sunday Night Baseball, but with Jess being hired by the Mets and A-Rod being an employee of the Yankees, they will still be allowed to do their team's games, which you and I in the past have had an issue with based on the fact that Kirk Herbstreit doing Ohio State or...
Yes. Now, let me stop you. We're going to get – I promise you, I don't want to derail this, but it, you bring up an interesting point that I wanted to ask you about from the previous U of H game.
Yeah.
Jim Nantz did the game.
Yes.
Did you have a problem with
that? No, he did not do the Cougar game.
Yes, he
did. No, he didn't. It was Brad Nessler.
Oh.
There's the potential for Jim Nantz to do their
game
if they
get
to the Final Four, which he had said, but he was watching from afar.
Okay. My bad, then.
But he did the game with former Ohio State Buckeye Jimmy Jackson.
Okay.
And that also kind of struck a chord with me going, look, Jimmy's new to the game, but he's done a pretty good job staying neutral. But I, for one, know he's a Buckeye, and those things are hard to escape.
Okay.
So I wanted to mention that as well.
My
but
bad.
Here's
Go
the
ahead.
Other thing.
Back to it.
So we've already gone back and forth about the fact that, look, they can be broadcasters and, you know, more power to them. They're employees of different teams.
Yes.
But just don't do your team's games because, obviously, they're paying your check, at least one of them. So you understand there might be some bias there. And as a national viewer of sports, you don't want that. Then Mendoza goes on this morning on ESPN and goes on and on about Yankees and Red Sox and all these different things. And our boy, Stephen A. comes in at one point and goes, the Astros have done all this. What about the Astros? And she goes, you know what? The Astros are a great team. They're just not as great as the Yankees and the Red Sox, and it completely pissed me off.
I partially agree with her.
You do?
I partially agree with her.
I want all hate Facebook messages, Twitter, and any other texts going to Barry Laminack on this. Please explain yourself.
Okay. I think that the two best teams in baseball are the Yankees and the Astros. I definitely think that. I think that I do think that the Astros are better than the Red Sox. Red Sox bullpen is atrocious.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be bad all
year.
It's going to cost them games.
Okay.
I'm not Team Red Sox to be repeat world champions.
Okay.
I don't even think they're going to win the division. I think the AL East is the Yankees.
We both agreed on that. Did you change your mind on that?
No, I still AL East is the Yankees. However, I don't think that the Astros are better than the Yankees. The Yankees are literally top three in the big three categories, hitting, starting rotation, and bullpen. Their lineup is one of the three best lineups in baseball. Their rotations is one of the three best rotations in baseball. Their bullpen is one of the three best bullpens in baseball. And the Astros' rotation got weaker. Their lineup is decent. But
I think their lineup is better than decent.
No, they're top 10 in everything. I mean, I think I have them top 6 in everything. But that doesn't mean that they're and that's not to be, like I said, second best team in baseball. But I think that the Yankees are really dominant this year. It's going to be hard to not. I mean, the Yankees are going to have a ton of injuries, and that's what the only thing I see stopping them from winning that division and really going all the way and winning the World Series.
See, I'll give them winning the division, but all I know is that in each of the last two seasons against two of the teams that one of them she's loving and one of them she's hating on, the Yankees have bowed out. They lost to the Red Sox last year. They lost to the Astros the year before. They haven't shown it. Look, they can win the division, which we both agree that we think they're going to do.
Yep.
Great. But in the playoffs, it's a different story.
Totally agree.
I got to see what their pitching does when they get to the playoffs, including Paxton and guys like that they've added. Show me what you're going to do in the postseason. Show me you're going to step up. Severino's got arm problems already.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, the only weakness
to start the season, you should see the DL and the injured list to start the season of the Yankees.
Yep.
But that doesn't matter. The Astros are starting the season without Carlos Correa and Josh Reddick in the lineup. That doesn't mean anything to me.
Does that confirm Correa won't play today?
That is confirmed. Right. He is out of the lineup. Ladimus Diaz is your starting shortstop opening day 2019 for the Houston Astros.
Here we go again, right? But, but here's the thing. The only thing that I really crap on with the Astros right now is I'm a little worried about just the entire
My guy Ashton in the house.
Yeah, I said hi to him before. Yeah. I was going to call him out a little later, but I just worry about the catcher position.
Sure.
And we talked about it with Blummer yesterday. And you're right. The bullpen, decent, better than average.
Yep.
The back end of the bullpen, great. But the starting pitching, I'm really still anxious to see how they sort it all out. And we got to see what kind of Miley we get and what happens with the rest of the rotation with the young guys. But, look, I like what they have. I like their chances, especially if they have home field. And if those two teams beat the hell out of each other in the East, The Astros take care of business in the West. Astros with home field, I like a lot.
Here's what we talked about it with Blummer yesterday, but the Astros are going to benefit from being in the division that they're in as well.
Yeah.
I think the division doesn't have any legitimate serious threats, but they have a lot of good teams.
You and I disagree on Oakland, but other than that, I'm
yeah. But here's where I had the Astros ranked. I have fourth best bullpen in baseball, sixth best rotation in baseball, and the third best lineup in baseball. So that's where I have them. So again, now, but I have the Yankees, second best lineup in baseball, third best pitching rotation, and best bullpen. And I know that's going to be close between them and the Brewers, but I have the Yankees as the best bullpen in baseball. So that's where I have the two ranked.
So Yankees, Red Sox, Astros. You have Red Sox top five in rotation?
Yeah, I have Red Sox rotation is second. That's correct.
Wow.
Yep.
And Washington won or Cleveland won?
What? Rotation?
Rotation.
Yeah, Indians.
Okay,
but
Indians
yeah, my
won.
Top five, Indians, Red Sox, Yankees, Nationals, Dodgers.
Dodgers without Kershaw, too, but
well,
okay, it obviously, and it's early.
Yeah, that Dodgers rotation is deep, and I'm not a believer in the Dodgers this year. I don't think that they make the playoffs. That's how crazy it is.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't believe in the Dodgers this year, and we'll get to it when we do our predictions.
Yeah, we get to all that, right.
But that rotation is deep. I will give them that.
All right. Well, we'll see how it all plays out. And obviously, everybody's got an opinion. That's why we do what we do, and you guys share your thoughts as well. But it's all starting today, and it should be a lot of fun to watch because I think, and I said yesterday with Blummer as well, the biggest thing this year, and you made the point as well to point out that people need to realize there's no two trade deadlines this year. There's one deadline, and it is going to be super key because you've got all these teams, especially the three powerhouses in the American League, and they're all bunched up. We know that the Yankees are always players. We know that under Jeff Luhnow, the Astros have been players to get guys that they may need. The deadline this year may be as important as any time in recent history because it could make the difference in one team getting over the top against the other two in the American League and maybe one team getting over the top to win the World Series. So that should be fun to watch as we continue to progress with the rest of the season. So we're going to head to a quick one. We're going to come back with a whole lot more. It's just hour number one. It's a three-hour show. It's the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Rolling through hour number one, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We are out and about today. Twin Peaks, I-10 in Kirkwood. So stop by and see us if you're in the neighborhood. Here till 4 o'clock today. Barry, you may hang around for a while.
Don't bother me. I'm eating.
Sorry. And then tomorrow we'll be out in your hood in Shenandoah.
Yeah. I'll be here tonight until 7 if you want to come hang out. Watch the Astros game with me. Watch some hoops.
Yeah.
I'll be here all night. You can buy me a water. And then, yeah, tomorrow we're at Shenandoah. And Billy Gardell's going to join the show.
Oh, he is going to join us.
He's going to come up to the Shenandoah location and join us on site at 2:15. So if you want to hang out, maybe get a fist bump and a high five from the star
great
Mike
dude.
And Molly.
Yep, great dude. Mike and Molly fame, huge Pittsburgh sports fan. We got
funny.
Plenty we can fire off of him in terms of the Steelers and all that debacle.
And a funny-ass comedian.
He is.
So he'll be our comedian of the week. I'm not even sure that we'll run clips tomorrow because we did it last time.
Yeah.
We may just have him join us, and that'll be our comedian of the week. So.
Okay.
Yeah, good times.
So that'll be a lot of good stuff to get to there. And, again, stop by and see us. We'd love to see you. Blitz will be there with us tomorrow. Charlie will be there with us tomorrow. Unfortunately, Charlie was sent home today.
Well.
Due to technical difficulties.
Was it a performance issue?
I don't think so, but I'm not exactly sure. Rockets-Denver might be the low totem pole thing. This is the game that I marked, though, because I told you guys I think the Rockets win this game tonight. Ironically, with Portland expecting to fall off with the injury to Nurkic. Instead, they keep winning. They actually have slid back into the third spot in the Western Conference.
Go away, Portland.
So they're not going anywhere right now. The Rockets need every single game. That's why it's going to be hyper important. And again, don't think the Nuggets are relaxing in any way, shape, or form, because they actually have percentage points above the Warriors right now. So they're fighting for the 1-2 home court with Golden State. So a good game tonight at Toyota Center. Unfortunately, with everything else going on, I'm just not sure anybody's going to be paying a whole lot of attention to it.
Well, have you ranked it? Well, how would you rank the big three today? How would you rank the start of the Sweet 16, Astros opening day, or opening day in baseball, and then a regular season NBA game? And
Yeah, you kind of crapped all over it, because it's more than just a regular season NBA game. But
no, it's
time,
a regular season NBA game.
I mean, when you look at it, it's two teams in the playoffs fighting for position, so there's a lot more to it than that. But when I look at it, I say, look, opening day for the Astros, and because it starts at 3, should be your number one viewing pleasure.
Okay.
Rolling right into and right after the Astros get done should be right in time for game number one of March Madness and the Sweet 16. And that's, and then after that, it's the Rockets.
There you go. Mark Berman in the house. See, I did what you do.
Yeah,
I
you hate. Do. Way to go. Stole my thing. No, see, that was my thing, and he took it.
I hate when you do the visual jokes on the radio, but I couldn't help it.
So you did it anyway.
It was see, there right you go. There. It was right there for the taking. Am I right, though? Does he look like Berman?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Yeah, y'all missed Skinny John McClain earlier. You got to get out of here. Twin Peaks, I-10, and Kirkwood.
Guys, I came for the suspects, but the food was outstanding. I had to have it. The Texans are going to play football next year. Don't worry about that.
Oh my goodness, good times. So if you ranked it, you would go Astros 1, Sweet 16 2, Rockets game 3.
And if U of H is obviously playing today, that might have changed.
Okay,
the priority.
Now okay, so change the priority. U of H Astros opening day, Rockets game. What's your priority?
I'm going with U of H, Astros, and Rockets.
I'm with you. Okay. I'm glad you got that right.
Thank you. Unfortunately, at least for one day, you and Jessica Mendoza look right, because the Yankees are up 6-1 on the Orioles early on.
It's game one of 162. I'm not celebrating any victories.
Just remember, unless it's you change your pick season and have the Orioles in the World Series.
2001 odds,
the
they
Yankees
have the best
record.
Yankees
are playing the Orioles, so they should be cleaning up.
Yeah, I saw somebody post like, oh, there's the weather's great. There's a 98% chance that the Yankees beat the Orioles. I was like, it's probably more like 100. It's more like 100% chance that they win this opening game for sure.
Pretty much agree with you on that one. Yeah. So lots going on, because we've got early baseball. A great matchup, by the way, with the Nationals and the Mets. Robbie Cano has already touched up Max Scherzer for a home run, but that is a great matchup. So that's something we'll keep an eye on. Brewers and Cardinals are underway from Milwaukee.
Yep.
Cardinals with an early 3-1 lead. So Josh Rapp definitely doesn't have anything to get picky with us on, because his Cardinals are winning.
He'll find some. You know, when I wrote the baseball preview and put it on Sports Map, I thought, I know it's going to get picked apart by everybody, and that's fine. This is my mock draft, the Lance Zierlein, right? Like, I know people are just going to hate on it, and that's fine. I did my own research, and you can disagree with it, and you know, people are already tweeting at me about stuff, and that's fine. That's what it's for. That's what it's for. But I did think, oh God, Josh Rapp is just going to annihilate it. Even if he did agree with it, I don't feel like Josh Rapp would acknowledge, hey, that was – he's going to be like, nope. If you don't have the Cardinals winning the World Series, that is the wrong preview.
You know, we have an issue when listener hate is on your mind when doing something for work. When you're thinking about, God, I wonder how Josh Rapp is going to react to this.
Well, I'm doing the Cardinals preview, and I thought, oh, he's not going to like this. No matter what I say, unless it's like – Cardinals World Series, he's going to not like this, but that's all right. But it's again,
actually,
if you want to.
You can enjoy that, because a lot of times Josh Rapp hating on you means you're right.
That's true. By the way, somebody texted and said Houston is a basketball town.
When?
No.
When?
No. I mean, I'm happy for U of H, and I think that they have more attention on them than they've had since Phi Slam Majama, and that's great. But I don't think Houston, I mean. I don't want to get into this debate, because this is like old radio cliche stuff that you can't. But I don't even know. I kind of feel like this is a baseball town. As long as the Astros are good and they've won a World Series in the last 5 years, I know that it's a football town, and they're certainly number two. But also, number two, let's think about this for a second, Joel. Mm-hmm. Hear me out on this. Mm-hmm. Everyone says Houston's a football town. It's a football town, football town, football town. And it's true. We lost a team, though, because of lack of support.
Right.
And the other two stations that have been trying to force Texans down everybody's throat in the offseason aren't doing well.
True. And here's what I was going to say before you got into that, because I agree with you.
And the station that carries the Astros will probably get a big bump in ratings once it starts.
They're hoping.
This is a base bet.
They're hoping they don't get doubled up and lapped the entire time.
I say as long as the Astros are perennial World Series champions, this is a baseball. This is a front-runner town. And right now, nothing is bigger than baseball in Houston. And so as a front-runner town,
here's what I would tell
you. It's a baseball town.
It's a football state.
Okay.
It's a baseball town.
I like it.
That's what I was going to say initially. Simply because, look, we all know when football season rolls around, it is from Friday Night Lights and high school football, college football, the Texans. Everybody is football-centric. The Cowboys, obviously, for half the state. The Texans for half the state. Whatever the case may be. But because you can't escape this. No matter how long you've been in Houston, you've been here your whole life. Nick's been here his whole life. And the bottom line is I haven't, but I've been here long enough to know as an observer. And I feel like Houston is home now.
Yep.
They are a front-running town. When their teams are playing well, they are all about them. When their teams are falling off, they want nothing to do with them. And that's just honesty.
If the Astros had not won a World Series in 2017, but the Rockets and the Cougars both won championships this year, even with the World Series, this would flip to a basketball town immediately. So,
I don't disagree. That's the thing. I mean, we talk about when people don't show up to games.
Yeah.
And it's normally when they're not playing well.
Yep.
And that's football and basketball.
Yep.
So, all right, we're going to continue to roll on. We've got plenty more to get to. We got one in the books. We still got two to go in the big show. 2 hours and plus for you to be a part of it. 713-780-3776. That's the number if you want to text us. Otherwise, hit us up on Twitter. It's Barry and Joel from the Twin Peaks I-10 in Kirkwood with much more. Jerry Bowe keeping us on the dials back at the studio. It's the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
Research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!